I yelled and screamed and told him why he was going on failure.
93.7, The River That Goes Pink, Floyd, Money, Dog and Joe Show. See if you think this accusation's all about the money, or maybe it's not an accusation. Maybe it's legit. I don't know how many people saw it. Put it up on Facebook last night. Jamie Foxx, big celebrity, big-time celebrity. He's been the latest to be accused with sexual misconduct.
What?
After a woman accused Jamie Foxx of slapping her with his genitalia.
Oh, come on.
This happened nearly 16 years ago, and what Jamie Foxx says, he's long refuted it and said it's an absolute and absurd lie. And this, according to TMZ, it supposedly took place back in Vegas, 2002. Okay, there's some party they're going to go to. Jamie Foxx is hosting. And according to the report that was just recently filed, he tried to get her to perform oral sex. She claims that when she refused, Jamie then, and this is a direct quote, then hit her in the face with his penis.
Come on.
After the alleged attack, the accuser said that Foxx's friends told her she had to leave. The woman said that she had to go to the hospital the next day once she returned to Los Angeles to get treatment for a panic attack. Jamie has always emphatically denied this. He said it never happened. It absolutely didn't happen. I wasn't even there when any of these people may have been together. I don't know anything about this. So they say that she intends to file a report with the Vegas Police Department. Or, I'm sorry, she already did. So now what Jamie Foxx is going to do is he's going to file a report saying that this was a false filing. This did not happen. And it was 16 years ago. Statute of limitations in the state of Nevada is 3 years. So everyone's like, well, okay, this happened in 2002. It's 2018. You know, why did you wait all this time? And the woman filing the report said, the Me Too movement, I knew I had to come forward. It was about time. I didn't want to hold this back any longer. So she came forward and she filed the police report. Now, here's where it gets weird. And again, this is a small sampling. I understand that the River Rockers and the Dog and Joe Facebook users or browsers don't represent what's going on in America. But last night, something odd happened. And I didn't say anything about it. When I posted this, I didn't put a caption. I didn't put any funny quip. All I did was posted it up there. And the people went bananas. And they started posting like crazy. All these different comments, and they're laughing at this, meaning they got Jamie Foxx's back on this one. Gwen Gonzalez says, and she liked it. Rick says, he just wants to be more like R. Kelly. A girl puts this meme in there. Look at this gif. Hot dogs falling on a girl's face. Another woman puts up another one of a guy holding a firework in his midsection. I mean, the women are on here going crazy, too. One guy says, all I'm saying is if you're in this situation, that's your only complaint? STFU. People are going after this chick now, meaning they've got Jamie Foxx's back. And Ricky says, this man just earned my respect. That gets a bunch of likes and a bunch of hearts.
Oh, God.
Jordan says, slap a woman with the hand, you'll get gang raped in prison. Slap a woman with a you-know-what, you get crowned. They keep going on, and there's so many women on here. One woman says, I can't believe that people are making comments like this. I just found my friends. This stuff is funny. And they're totally going out in a different direction now. And
yeah, boy, I now I'm reading through this. You guys found some really good ones. Let's be honest. Look at Jen Neely's.
Yeah.
We got that new little Dumbo movie coming out on right now, and they're making that little elephant fly across the screen. She finds that little thing.
Yeah, yeah, he's sitting there flapping his trunk.
It's a baby elephant,
around.
Yeah, swinging its trunk.
Ray says, sorry, but if you're in this position to be able to have that happen to you, you were down there because you wanted to be, and you had a purpose. It just keeps going on, and there's a lot of women on here. Henry says, slapped her all the way into 2018. Whoa. And the comments keep going. There's a lot of women on here saying that this witch hunt needs to end and it should be over. Women on here saying that the Me Too movement is done. Get over yourselves. It's gone on long enough. I mean, the comments go and go and go. If you want a good laugh, whether you agree or disagree with the accusation.
Man, he's not kidding here. You guys are the ones who wrote it, so you know what you wrote down there. But that is different than what we typically see.
Yeah, Frank says she probably had it coming. The comments go on and on and on. And everyone, it seems like, this time around, and for obvious reasons, because yeah, how does that happen? How does one end up in a position? And I don't know nothing about Jamie Foxx. I don't think he's done any nude scenes. I don't know what he's sporting, but it seems like a predicament. you'd have to be in or that you would want to be in to have that happen. And again, I don't know what kind of bestowment he has.
Well, either you're Shaq tall.
Yeah.
So you're as tall as Shaq.
Which Jamie Foxx is not. He's pretty short.
No, we've proven that. He's like 5'8 or 5'9. We looked that up. I thought he was a big empowering human being. He's muscular, but he's not tall.
Yeah, he's short.
And I'm curious as to find out, unless someone was tied down or held down, how that even happens.
But see, in the accusation, the report she filed in Vegas, she never said that he tackled me, he attacked me, he pushed me to the ground, he jumped on a table and grabbed my shoulders. None of that was said, and I don't have the entire police report, but in the allegment that I have, the quick briefing, none of that said. It just says that he was on top of her, and when she refused, he slapped her with it, and then I guess they got up. So I think a lot of people...
That entire situation is weird.
It is weird.
That is so weird. I got to be honest, finding myself in that situation, I'd never think to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could think to do it, but I'd be so embarrassed. They'd be like, ow.
I mean, I know guys are on here laughing. That's funny.
Yeah, you know, like, what was...
But who finds herself in that predicament and really does that?
Could you imagine, though, Joe, you do that, and then the chick you're doing it to, she goes, "What? Do you have a mosquito problem?
Yeah, what was that?
You need to get a bug zapper."
Remember those old things called butterfly kisses where you would get it with your eyelashes?
Oh, stop it. There's a spider crawling on me.
Is that a mosquito eater?
So I don't know if it happened or if it didn't happen. It's just weird how the tide has turned, and all these women now are they're even sick of it. And I don't know what happened with Jamie Foxx. I don't know if he did it or not, but I think it's easy to assume this woman at some point in time wanted a little bit of something. Maybe she didn't want what he wanted, but she found herself in that situation, and it was mutual. And then after all these years, 16 years later, she's going to bring this up because what? Did she really want to join the Me Too movement, make a stand? Or is it because she wants a payday and she thought that Jamie Foxx would crumble and say, okay, I want this to go away? She sees him hanging out with what's her name? Tom Cruise's ex, Katie Holmes. Maybe she thought that he would just cut a check and it would go bye-bye and it'd be an easy $250,000, $300,000, $500,000. She'd take it to the bank.
Yeah, but she could have done that at any time through his career. He's been gangbusters ever since he started. He started and became huge right from the get-go.
And I know that there is power in numbers, and I know it takes a lot to get some of these women off the couch or off the fence or to come forward. I totally get it. I'm not trying to dismantle the Me Too movement. All I'm saying is I can't believe the turning tide on the Facebook comments and all the women that are saying that they're done with the witch hunt.
Well, this situation in particular, I find to be a bit different from the Me Too movement, because in order for any of this to have had happen and him not to have attacked her, she had to be a willing participant.
And I think that's what people get from just the small print, you know, the few lines that we're reading.
The rest of these creeps were doing stuff in the potted plants and exposing themselves and pushing women up and raping and beating. And I mean, that's different than this predicament here.
Now, if they said Jamie Foxx had tackled her.
Right.
And had, you know, thrown
roughed her up or molested or, you know, something along those lines.
So it's just, it's weird. 766-9370. Dave, he is on the phone. David, good morning. Welcome. Dave, you with us? Oh, I guess I should turn you on. David, there you are.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, this is Dave in Utah. Hey, so it was kind of funny. I was telling Dana, I read this story to my wife last night. And she was like, well, she was, how in the world did that actually happen? Kind of like what Dog was saying, you know, she'd have to be in that position.
Yeah, either Jamie Foxx jumped on a countertop or a tabletop, or he tackled her and pinned her down and was getting really aggressive.
Right, and my wife said that I would have a hard time doing that. She said, hey, she goes, if that was you...
Oh, that's his dog barking. I thought his wife was laughing at him in the background.
Shut that dog up. I know it's a Thursday, but make that dog mind. Make that dog stop barking. I didn't hear a word you said.
No, my wife told me. She said, hey, she goes, if you were to try to do that, she goes, you'd have a hard time hitting me in the thigh, much less the face.
Yeah, now, there you go. See, there you go. Yeah. Yeah,
I think most of us would, wouldn't we? I mean, that's an impressive feat to be able to do that.
Dana, answer me on this. Does this dilute the Me Too movement now? Are you growing tired of this? Are we starting to see more BS claims come out? Has the Me Too movement become bastardized and worthless now because so many women, and I'm not saying that they don't have legit cases, but Did they wait too long? Was it something that wasn't? And I'm not trying to downplay a sexual assault. I don't know how you gauge severity of the actions. But has it been watered down to a point now where it's going to be cry wolf and people just don't listen to the hashtag or care about it because so many women have come out, or men, to gold dig and use this as an opportunity to find cash?
I think with anything, there's always people who have not the best intentions with whatever it is. I mean, think of welfare. Think of all these social programs that we have that people take advantage of.
Think about people. You hear about those people that say they have a cancer or they have a disease or they're going to represent someone.
And then they do a GoFundMe.
Yeah. And it's all a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that there are definitely people who are almost, they're riding on the coattails hoping that they're going to get a big payout or something. But And I think it does dilute the meaning behind Me Too. And I think that there's a big segment of society that is very tired of Me Too and they don't care anymore because there's so many allegations. But I don't think that that's everybody. I think there's a big segment, but I don't know if it's more or less. I don't know if it's 50-50 on either side. I don't know.
So
but
you,
I don't think that Me Too is going away, at least not the idea of validating women and their struggles with sexual assault.
Yeah.
So I don't think that is going to go away.
Do you think Jamie Foxx did this?
Personally,
that's a great question.
I could see Jamie Foxx getting mad at somebody and whacking her with his member.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility, but I think that it was happening in a sexual context that was probably consensual.
Okay, so you think she...
I have no idea, because this is an allegation.
She ended up in a position to be struck with the appendage because she was mutually in agreement, or they both... It was consensual.
Something had started and got him to there.
Yeah.
She may not have wanted to be hit in her face with an appendage.
Yeah.
But I would say...
Well, she's not a porn actress. I mean, I can't think of a lot of women that don't do porn for a living that or say, yeah, you know what? Go ahead and do that. Yeah, it's a Thursday.
But
why not?
I would say that being hit in the face with an appendage is usually happening in the context of a sexual encounter that is usually consensual.
Yeah.
I would never. Would you do that to your wife? I would never in my life do that to my wife. Like, I mean, teasing or being so stupid and silly at the moment
if I didn't look like a complete idiot doing it, I'd be like, you know,
I'd have to think about the position you'd have to be in to accomplish that. I mean, that is ridiculous.
Well, when you're receiving said actions, that you're in the perfect position to do such things.
Yeah, but how do you get a girl there that doesn't want to be there?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking Dana.
She's probably performing that act because she was either about to go do it and she decided she didn't want to, this girl particularly, but women in general, I mean, that's a regular part of your relationship is oral.
Love Dana. And for the guys out there, like, man, it's not a regular part of my relationship. Dana just got, like, way up the ladder with that statement.
Well, it should be, fellas.
Yes. Hallelujah, Dana. More preaching of that kind. Wow.
Hey, it's reciprocal, okay?
Yeah. Well, now you bored me.
Yeah.
But the point
is,
Dana.
Hashtag me too.
All kidding aside, she ended up there because at one point in time, it sounds like by what we've read, she wanted to be in that situation,
even though
she didn't want necessarily that thing that ended, that happened.
Yeah, and there's not enough information. There's never enough information with any of these.
Right.
So that's, I think, the hard thing is people are very quick to make allegations.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, then you have people who are getting fired from Netflix and things happen very quickly with just an allegation. And there's no, you're going to trial before, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. Don't you think people now are, like Dana said, you don't want women to get hurt. Of course you want to protect girls.
Never.
You don't want men to get hurt. Of course you want to protect guys.
Yeah.
You don't want people to do bad things to people. And I think that's where we're at. Did people give up on the Me Too movement? I don't know about that. They don't want to see women be abused or sexually assaulted or demeaned or whatever.
I guess you don't
want to see it in reciprocal.
No, nobody
bad
wants
women doing it to a man for no reason.
Nobody wants sexual assault to happen
if you're a
normal, decent human being.
Well, I just thought it was odd. I mean, the only reason I bring it up is just to see how quickly it turned and to watch these comments. I mean, if you want to laugh, and again, I'm not laughing at
the situation.
The situation, or for the women out there that have been assaulted, or if this woman actually was, I'm just laughing at the comments and how people, they've got Jamie Foxx's back, man, and they turned in an instant, and there's a bunch of women on here that find this funny, kind of like guys would find it funny,
Well, think about a woman who's really been sexually assaulted. Just think about it for a second. And what she went through and what she experienced. And for her to hear this, she probably says to herself, come on. That's not. I was forced there.
Yeah.
Someone hit me, and they, you know, it was a very hard, awful situation I had to go through. You didn't say any of that before. You probably would have had you gone through it.
Yeah.
This just seems probably ridiculous to those girls.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. And I don't know if it happened or not, but the story's up there. Read the comments today. Go through and just see how the tide has turned. Whole bunch of comments waiting for you on Facebook. It went up yesterday. We laugh or you lose. We got to get onto some funny stuff here. We've got those Brewfest tickets for this weekend out at Front Street, so we got that coming up. And then 8 o'clock, you'll meet another adorable and adoptable from the Front Street Animal Shelter. Here's Men at Work. It's a Thursday on the river.